it really is a unique moment in history where the agencies have the opportunity to proactively build into the cloud services that they're going to be acquisitioning these efficiencies for potential litigation, with making sure that any of the cloud services that they're going to be procuring do build in e-discovery considerations, such as how a litigation hold would be implemented on their data in the cloud, how they'd be able to search the information in the cloud and collect it and then provide it to the litigators in the various cases that they may be involved in. So it really is a unique opportunity to go even that next step further of helping avoid costs that would be down the road and how to collect and preserve and provide the information. A number of agencies that do have, I would call sort of patchwork IT systems because how they've grown up with moving their information and their applications to the cloud, they now have the opportunity to put everybody in a sense on a common platform, which obviously does have some benefits in the litigation context because now we have a centralized place to go. But the agencies need to be thinking proactively and thinking about how do they build in these services and these requirements as they are going about to procure these services. So it's important to think ahead for these issues because litigation will happen and the agencies will be able to help avoid more of those costs if they've thought proactively in advance. If not, and people don't think about how do I get the information out or how do I access it, some of those cost savings that folks are realizing by going to the cloud may actually be decreased.
You talked about costs during the presentation at the Federal Senior Management Conference here in Cambridge, and it was amazing that you said it could cost more than $1 million per terabyte of data that you have to go through, and then add to that the data is kept outside the U.S. or kept in data centers that are subcontracted, and it's a whole just the layers upon layers. Are you starting to see those costs? I mean, costs are rising all around the idea of data and data, e-discovery on data. Are you guys seeing that more and more?
I think one of the things to keep in mind is a lot of the reason why we're in the situation that we're in for e-discovery purposes is that data storage is generally cheap. And individuals need to become more disciplined as to the type of data citizen they are and to what information they're generating and what information they're storing. And with the benefits of cloud, that storage will be cheaper, it's important for records managers and others to hold that line and make sure their agencies are still good data citizens. It obviously then is also important for each of the agencies to think about the type of information they have and where it should be located and how it can be retrieved. Many different jurisdictions outside the United States have different privacy laws and different security laws. Obviously, I'm not a privacy attorney, so I won't speak specifically to those. But we do know that there is case law out there where there sometimes is a difficulty of getting information out of some of the jurisdictions because their laws aren't the same as the United States. So it's really to the individual agencies to be conscious of where their information is and what, if any, legal ramifications there will be to collecting their information or accessing their information if another jurisdiction's laws do apply to where their information is stored. Obviously, with having to do that analysis and then having to collect that information or access that information in other locations, it may wind up increasing some of the resources that are needed. But it's very specific to each of the agencies to think through these issues proactively, engage when they're going through these different procurement steps, engage with their privacy officers, their lawyers, their litigators, IT folks, their FOIA officers, and procurement attorneys, really need to have all of those important stakeholders at the table at the moment of inception to really think these issues through to make sure that all of their concerns are being addressed.
You mentioned one policy in the UK, for instance, around privacy, and I know you're not a privacy lawyer, but it just adds another layer to the challenges of the data stored outside the U.S. in a server farm that's housed in the U.K. or in Europe or somewhere else, those laws come into effect, and then agencies have to not only deal with those laws but also deal with the courts who say, well, we don't care what laws are because we have the jurisdiction. What should agencies then say, I only want my data in the continental U.S., or is it a matter of just putting it in the contracts, a specific wording that says – we not only own the data, but we can access the data no matter what under all circumstances. Is there anything that the Justice Department is advising agencies around this?
There is no official Justice Department policy or approach on any of these points. These are just my personal readings of what the issues are. I think it's important for the agencies, when they have all those stakeholders at the table, to say, what type of data do we have? Where should it be located? What do we need to make sure is going to be accessible to us? And being cognizant of some of the complications that can arise, not always, but can arise and may arise with getting information out of jurisdictions that we do know have more rigorous standards to a certain respect on certain types of data.
Are you guys seeing any kind of litigations where cloud is playing a role yet, or is it still a little bit too early because the agencies are just getting into it and they're not being used enough, where there's been litigation where agencies have stored information in the cloud? Can you talk to any of that?
We're going to wind up seeing two different probably buckets of litigation. We may see, and we have seen some of it already, on the procurement, bid protests, and seeing if there is going to be litigation about the actual acquisition of these services. One of the reasons why we're being proactive in trying to help and partner with the agencies is so that the agencies think about how that procurement process is working. So that's one category of litigation we could potentially wind up seeing in the bid protest area. The other category will be, in a year or 2 years from now, when the information is in the cloud and you have your regular run-of-the-mill lawsuit, where all of a sudden we do need to have the email that's involved in litigation, or you do need to have the memos, and that information is no longer stored on the agency servers. It's stored with a cloud provider, and that's fine. It's just then making sure that the agencies were proactive enough to figure out how to preserve it, obtain it, collect it and search it, which if done right could be even more efficient, save more time and more resources. So that'll be the second sort of bucket in my mind where you'll see the cloud playing a big part, because it will be the repository of the evidence that we will need in the case. And that's why we're very interested in working with the agencies on that.